Mignon Sayer has had a UTI 6 to 8 months and has been on antibiotics. None are working, now causing other female issues. Tina's cousin Mary is having knee surgery today to reconstruct the ACL and repair the meniscus. Meredith Little's granddaughter has had a lot of digestive issues and is having an upper GI scope this morning. Do you want both pages at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. And then Nikki's mom, Patty, was sent to OKC yesterday for a spot on her back. They will either do surgery or radiation. And Miss Tina's daughter, prayers for guidance for an important decision to make. And then Tina's sister-in-law, Christy, who is in the hospital for dehydration after salmonella last week, her kidneys were shutting down. So if we can just pray for these needs.
Amen. We have a lot of prayer needs.
Yes.
And I know some of y'all have probably not have written in, and you probably have your own prayer needs as well. And so we want to intervene on behalf of these various needs. And so, Father God, we pray for Mignon and for that she has been going through all of these particular months and what seems to not be causing her to be any better for the use of these things. Lord, where man has extended all their opportunity for to help in the medical field, and when they've exhausted all means, we know, Lord, that you are the heavenly healer. You can pick up where man leaves off. And you can bring forth the healing that is needed in her body. And so, God, we call forth you to supernaturally touch and heal and make whole and cause the parts of her being, Lord, that are affected by this health issue, every part, Lord, to be made whole, be strengthened. Be well. Move all spirit of infirmity from her and make her whole. We pray for Tina's cousin Mary, who's having knee surgery today. And Father God, as she goes in, Lord, for the repairment of this knee, Lord, I just pray, Lord, against any complications whatsoever. We pray against any complications, Lord, that would try to come. And we would just pray, Lord, that the doctors, all nurses, the medical assistants, all that are attending, Lord, her, Lord, from the time of the surgery and even into her recovery, that everyone functions perfectly in the knowledge that you've given them, Lord, to do this surgery, that it will come out even more in good health, Lord, than what they figured it would be, Lord, by what they have done, because you would have intervened in their practice of medicine to bring forth healing to that area. And even in her recovery, we speak life. We speak life to that area of her knee, every tendon, every ligament, every the ball of the knee, every joint. My God, we speak everything, connective tissue functions properly, as it should, in Jesus' name. For Meredith's granddaughter, Lord, that has been having these digestive issues, Lord, and as she goes to the hospital, Lord, and gets checked out, Lord, with this GI scope, Lord, we just pray that you would show them what is going on with her, Lord. And not only just show them what is happening, give them to know what to do to help her, to cause this thing to cease, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to just to reach in into her body as well. Touch with your healing hand, my God, and make her whole as well, God. Cause those issues, that whatever is the root cause, Lord, to cease. And we cast out the spirit of infirmity on her body as well, Lord. And we say that she be made whole she be made well in Jesus' name. Look upon Nikki's mom, Miss Patty, Lord, that was sent to Oklahoma City for this spot on her back, Lord. And so whatever it may be, Lord, we're not going to speculate, but whatever is going on there, Lord, we say, Lord, it be removed. Incompleteness, nothing left behind to cause any further growth anywhere else. We say that it be completely removed, however you choose to remove it, God. We said be gone. It be taken away from her, God, and not to ever come back again. We speak life to her, life more abundantly as well in Jesus' name. Look on Tina's daughter, Lord, for guidance for important decisions that she's having to make in her life. Lord, you are the one that gives the way. You're the one that has the pathway of life for us. And so, God, we can make all kind of plans and decisions, but you're the one that has the ultimate plan. You sent us here on a mission. You sent us here to be what you wanted us to be in this earth. And so, Lord, I pray that you would open up her eyes to see that purpose and plan, what you have for her to do at this moment in her life, or whatever decisions she have to make. Cause her to just continue to trust in you. Give her the word of God to confirm what you have for her to do in these decisions. Make it ever so plain, Lord. Give her the word of God that will speak directly to her situations of what she is needing to do in Jesus' name. Look on this sister-in-law, Lord, who is in the hospital over dehydration after having salmonella last week, Lord. Lord, we speak against those kidneys shutting down. We speak life to the kidneys. We speak the toxins are able to flow out of the body and get out of her system. No toxicity in her body, Lord. We speak that her organs, all of them function properly, Lord, as they should, Lord. We speak supernatural intervention by your hand to bring forth healing and wholeness to her body as well. We speak peace to her heart, peace to her mind, and confidence in you, that you have it all taken in control. And we speak, Lord, your word says you send forth your word and you deliver them out of all their destruction. And so we say be delivered from all destruction in Jesus' name, and life flowing to those kidneys and functioning as they were created to be in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for every single person. For people, Lord, that are going through situations, adversity, trials, tribulation, I pray for people everywhere, God, that you would be in the midst of your people everywhere. Give guidance through the word of God as we pick up the word, as we read. Give guidance. Give us to see what we need to see and what we need to do through the word of God. It's our roadmap. And so give guidance to your people, Lord, in the reading of your word. Give dreams. You instruct people in the night season, the word of God says. Give dreams and instruct people even in the night season. And we thank you for it, Lord. Save, heal, deliver, set free everywhere in Jesus' name. Touch the Robertson family, God. I heard my husband say this morning that Pat Robertson had died. And so, Father God, he's one of the last people of these original televangelists, pioneers, Lord. I just pray that you would touch his family, be with them, strengthen them. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I have a prayer request. So I need some help. Next week, or the week after, we'll be going before the judge to dissolve the guardianship that I have of Angel. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm really happy that he gets to go home, my heart aches.
Yeah. Okay. Father God, I ask that you would reach out by your Holy Spirit, by the comfort that the Holy Spirit brings to Monica, Lord. Reach out through the body of Christ. Just let the church be the church to reach out to her and to cause her to know that you will make everything right. Even in her heart, mind, and spirit, Lord, that connection she's had with Angel, it may not be in the same manner in which it was, Lord, but she will still have that connection with him, Lord, to love him, to be with him from time to time, and that she will have those time to enjoy with him. And so, Lord, let her not just think on what is being done to cut off guardianship, but let her think of the times that she will continue to enjoy his presence when he's able to be with her. Let her, Lord, just keep in mind that you, God, above angel, you above all things, are her life. You are her very life, my God. You are her very life. Angel has been a great portion of her life, but you are her very existence, my God. And so let her feel, God, the comfort that only the Holy Ghost can bring. In Jesus' name. And even let Angel God, from time to time, reach out to her by phone call, by showing up just unannounced and surprising her. Oh God, let him keep the relationship that he has had. It may not the same relationship, but it will be a new type of relationship. But it will still be with the love of God being transferred from heart to heart. And so I thank you. I thank you for more good times with him, my God. In a different way, but more good times. I thank you for it, God. And I thank you for his mother, for what you have done in her life, and that which she is about to experience and coming back with her son, Lord, we speak life and life abundantly to that relationship, my God. We speak great and mighty things for all three of them, Lord, in this newness of life for all three of them. Great and mighty adventures. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Y'all done got me in a spirit of prayer now. I feel like I just need to sit here and pray.
Well, let's go. We can do a part two on your message and just do prayers.
Oh, my God.
I'm so ready to be in granny mode with Angel. He hasn't really had that granny mode experience with me yet.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
I'm so ready.
It's coming.
And it's so weird to express the emotion that I feel in this time of transition, you know?
Yes, yes.
The letting go, yes, and embracing the new.
Embracing the new. That's right.
You know, and it's just, I'm in awe.
Amen. Thank you, God. I just appreciate God.
He's so awesome.
Yes,
he's awesome sauce.
Amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. And the Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber-Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber-Dyson Ford Elk City, only at barber-dysonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
I love that.
We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour today of the day. Our guest today is Miss Melanie Randall, and her title is Just Be the Church.
Amen. I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. It says, "For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church." And the reason I'm reading that, because I want you to see what Paul is saying here to his son, his spiritual son, Timothy, to remind him of his ways, means of Paul's ways. And he says, "I teach everywhere in every church." Now, what was he reminding him of? Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 1. And it says, "Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul,' or 'I am of Apollos,' or 'I am of Cephas,' or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Now let me jump down to verse 18, and it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.' them. Go down to verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Now, why did I read all of that? Because the body of Christ, first of all, he addresses the body of Christ and how they are to be at in this church at Corinth. And he's, you know, telling them they need to not have these divisions, these contentions among them. And why are you so upset about who baptized, be it, you know, Paulus or me or Paul or of Cephas or whatever, you know? Well, not Paul, because Paul said, I think he said he didn't baptize any. So he's saying what is important, though, is the message of the cross. See, this is where we're going. For the body of Christ, for the church body, what are we all having these divisions about? Things that, you know, that just shouldn't be. The thing that we need to be centering around is get the message of the cross of salvation to the world. We're divided about things just not neither here nor there, and we're not reaching out with the message of the cross. And we don't need to be glorying in what somebody did. Glory in this one, glory in that one, glory. No, he said, if anybody glory, glory in Christ. Let your praise be of Christ Jesus. Oh, I've got one more thing to say, and it just take 5 minutes if I can. The churches in Revelation, the seven churches that Jesus addressed in Revelation, the church of Ephesus, Pergamon, Thyatira, Smyrna, Philadelphia, Sardis, and Laodicea. Of those churches, Ephesus, Pergamon, and Thyatira received praise and rebuke. Okay, get that. They received praise and rebuke. The church of Smyrna and Philadelphia received praise and encouragement. They're the only two churches that were not rebuked. The church in Sardis and Laodicea received only rebuke. Of those two churches that received praise and encouragement, those churches were, this is what they, it was said of those churches. They were, one was an overcoming church and one was the persecuted church. And I was supposed to look that up to see which one was which. And I'm sorry, I can't give you which one is which right now because I ran out of time when I'm out studying. But anyway, well, I just want you to know that one was the overcoming church and one was the persecuted church. And God let me know by his spirit that this is the church that he's calling forth in these day and times, is that we be the overcoming church through our persecution. And so whatever is going on in the world, whatever persecutions come, it's not time to fold up. It's not time to leave the faith for the seducing spirits. It's time for you to overcome. Be in the churches need to be, just be the overcoming church. Overcome all your adversity. Don't fall for the imitation. Don't fall for the deception. Don't fall for none of that. But be the overcoming church. I had a picture here that I wanted to share about talking about overcoming. And I thought I had it right with me. But it talks about this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Is it in the back? No, that's not it there either. Well, I thought I had it. But anyway, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And what are we saying? It is your steadfast confidence in God that overcomes the world. If you're not steadfast in your faith, if you're lax, if you're just kind of, you know, halfway here, there, whatever, you're not going to have overcoming faith. You got to become steadfast. So in just being the church, be steadfast in your faith. Don't let nothing come to cause you to not stay in this faith walk with God. God bless you.
Good word, Miss Melanie.
Praise God.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. from me, Tina Dobbs, from my sister in Christ, Monica Level, and our sister in Christ, Melanie Randall.
We mixed. Love you, Mandy.
I combined your names together, I think. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Amen.
Hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.